Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Fan's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Right now we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Baldy, you and I, we don't have a lot in common. Like, you play in the NFL, I didn't. You're big and strong, I'm not. You're tough and rich, I am not. But you did do a game with Jerry Recco, and I did as well. Yes. What was that like working at Game of Recco in Tampa on Sunday?
Recco's a rock star, man. He's great. He's really great. It was a good game. You know, we were down the field. We saw Brady down the field. We talked to all the coaches and players. He was right there by my side. He was awesome. It, you know, the game came down to, you know, some missed field goals and some, you know, some big plays or whatever. And he got excited when it was time to get excited. Set me up, gave me plenty of room. We had a great time. Jerry was the second game I've done with Jerry. I would do a game anywhere in the world with the guy, man. He was great.
Yeah. Some endorsement right there. Now, Recco's awesome. Great job.
Love to hear that. I was like, wow, look at me. I was an analyst for Jerry. And now we were doing Columbia football, Baldy. Not quite the NFL, but you step in into the NFL.
Hey, look, whether you're in Tampa and you're seeing the 49ers and the Buccaneers and, you know, the Buccaneers got a couple world championships to their name, or you're in Columbia up there in the Bronx, who cares? Let's get the fans excited about it.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Baldy, around here, we might be more excited about Columbia than the Jets and the Giants. I mean, they stink. And just because New York football season has come to an end, BT, it doesn't mean we can't have some fun with our basketball team. Knicks tonight. Remember, Joe Shane coming up at 3 o'clock. Of course, we'll react to that tomorrow. But you get the Knicks-Sixers tonight. I love this game for a couple of reasons. Number one, well, it's important because early on the Knicks have not looked great. Number two, because it's the Sixers and we hate the Sixers. Number three, you know, it's the return of Joel Embiid tonight in Philadelphia. And it was funny, I was reading some tweets. You know, Spike, our former boss, is down there in Philly doing the shows. And they're talking about, will the fans cheer Embiid or boo Embiid? Are we sure Sixers fans are actually going to attend the game this time? Or is it going to be a Knick takeover like we saw in the postseason? But a big game. Knicks back-to-back nights at Sixers and then home against the Bulls. I'm looking forward to these two games.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing the real Knicks stand up. I mean, they've got after tonight, you know, and tonight will be, you know, I guess a challenge for different reasons. But then the schedule really softens up. And I know Philly's not playing well, but I think Philly will be ready to go. I think that there's a lot of things about this Knicks team that worry me. Number one, they gave up 40 points in the fourth quarter Sunday against the Pacers. Number two, Bridges, who, and to be fair to Mikal Bridges, the numbers are influenced more by really three rough games, but he's shooting 31% from downtown. Not good enough. Jalen Brunson at this point is 19th in fourth quarter points. What happened to our superstar? And opponents right now are shooting over 46% against Bridges, which is above league average, and he's supposed to be an elite defender. So, and they have no depth. I mean, the other night they played, McBride played 29 minutes, and then, you know, Kolick, I think, played six or two or whatever, and Sims played a couple. They're playing six guys. This isn't high school, dude. So, I mean, it's one thing if you're bagging wins and you're putting your foot on the gas a little extensively here and, you know, you're carving out a little separation and then you can kind of recalibrate midseason. They are burying their starters with minutes that are not sustainable and they're not even winning.
You want to see more Huck Porty? I mean, what is he supposed to do?
Just put on see more Huck to a girl.
Yeah, you just got to see.
I thought you said Huck to
no, I mean, Huck Porty. I mean, that's what everybody's calling for. Hey. You don't want to see more Jericho Sims. I don't want to see him. As you said the other day, I used to like Jericho Sims.
Yeah, he brings nothing to the table.
He brings nothing to the table. So right now, I think more importantly, while they're trying to win games, clearly.
I want to see more Ryan. That is my answer. I want to see a little Matt Ryan.
Maybe they do. Yeah. I mean, he just got here, so let's give it a game or two.
Shooter. Shooters can shoot anywhere.
A good thing McBride was healthy. Otherwise, I don't know what they would have done the other day in Indianapolis. But for me, there are two things that are taking place. Obviously, you want to win games. But it's so early on, and ultimately, the standings, like as long as you get in the postseason, that's all that matters. And you're going to be playing your best basketball and be healthy in the postseason. That's what I care about now. Home court is not even as big of a deal as it used to be. Yeah, it's important, but not like it used to be. So for the Knicks, BT, while they're trying to win, more importantly, they're trying to learn and gel and mesh and figure out who they are as a team and how the individuals, the new pieces are going to fit in. I think that's the top priority right now, and you can't have that happen if you're not playing these guys at the same time.
I understand that. It's a necessary evil to gain that chemistry and that traction, but you've still got to be responsible with it, and they need more. You just got to play better. Now, I understand. I do agree that it's kind of dissipated a little bit over the years, though, the home court. And, you know, you look at the standings, and not to get into the standings, but just to paint a broad picture, like some of the teams that are ahead of the Knicks right now, certainly many of the ones behind them, like the Hornets, the Bulls, the Pistons, these teams aren't going, they're going nowhere. So I'm not worried about some teams coming up and clipping the Knicks, but guys, can we raise the bar? Can we raise the standard? This is the Knicks who were, a ripped hamstring away from getting to the Eastern Conference a year ago in terms of OG, and they made the only big trade that they can make because all their assets are gone.
Right.
So, I'm not just sitting, 43 wins is fine. Yeah, I guess 43 wins is fine if you find a way to get to the conference finals, but, I mean, this is supposed to be, I'm getting greedy.
Yeah.
I want to see a lot of wins. I want to see a high seed. I want to see a team that looks like they are deep and well-balanced and ready to win a championship.
You will.
And going backwards. I don't know about
that. They played nine games.
I understand
that. I really do think the run starts tonight. We talked about it yesterday, or the other day. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, these next five games.
What, Chicago twice, Brooklyn Nets twice, back-to-back?
At Philly, home against Chicago, home against Brooklyn, home against Brooklyn, home against Washington.
Oh, the Wizards were the other team. Yeah. That's right. I mean, those are among the dregs of the NBA society.
Minimum four.
I agree.
Now, if there's less than that, maybe I'll start to say, okay, they got to pick it up. My biggest concern about this team is Bridges. That's my biggest concern right now. I know they got a gel, but Bridges has done nothing so far.
He's still shooting 50% from the corners, but other than that, he's, as I detailed before, some states, he's not making the impact.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.